Marcus, let's turn to some extraordinary domestic political developments. Trump has been absent from public view for 7 consecutive days, which is generating mounting health questions. For a president who built his brand on constant public engagement, this silence is remarkable.
The timing couldn't be more politically damaging, Sarah. This absence coincides with major foreign policy crises, economic uncertainty, and significant legislative deadlines. Trump's approval ratings have hit new lows, according to GOP pollsters, who are warning of Republican turnout trouble ahead of midterms. When your own party's polling experts are sounding alarms, that's a serious political problem.
And we're seeing unusual constitutional questions emerging. Mike Pence is questioning the legality of Trump's pick of Pult as acting director of national intelligence. It's highly unusual for a former vice president to challenge presidential appointments on legal grounds, especially from the same party. This suggests either genuine constitutional concerns or deepening Republican fractures.
The Treasury situation is equally bizarre. Secretary Bessent is telling senators he's performing the duties of IRS commissioner, even though his formal acting tenure expired months ago. This raises fundamental questions about executive branch authority and succession. You can't just informally perform federal duties without proper legal appointment.
Meanwhile, we're getting fascinating insights into internal Democratic dynamics. Jill Biden is pushing back against Kamala Harris's memoir claims about recklessness, insisting Joe Biden would have beaten Trump in 2024. This is the former First Lady publicly contradicting the current vice president about electability. Such public disagreements usually stay private.
The House is advancing a constitutional amendment to cap the Supreme Court at 9 justices, which is clearly a response to concerns about potential court packing. But constitutional amendments require 2/3 of both chambers plus 3/4 of state legislatures. This is more political messaging than realistic legislation.
California voters rejected tax measures across the state in the June primary, which sends a clear anti-tax message even in one of the most liberal states. When California voters are rejecting tax increases, that suggests broader anti-government sentiment that could affect national politics.
And we're seeing some surprising developments in foreign aid politics. GOP lawmakers are filing a resolution to end the annual $3.8 billion in aid to Israel. This represents a significant shift in traditional Republican foreign policy positioning, especially during an active Middle East crisis.
The redistricting battles are also concluding with Republicans claiming victory and eyeing a 10-seat gain. Redistricting is often overlooked, but it fundamentally shapes electoral competitiveness for the next decade. If Republicans successfully gerrymandered 10 additional safe seats, that's a structural Democratic disadvantage.
Trump is also making some unusual accusations, claiming without evidence that Democrats are stealing the California primary as mail-in ballots continue being counted. Making fraud allegations about a state primary, especially without evidence, suggests either genuine paranoia or deliberate undermining of electoral confidence.
The Senate is moving to advance a $72 billion immigration bill after dropping contested provisions, including the anti-weaponization fund and ballroom funding. Removing controversial elements to build consensus is normal legislative strategy, but the specific provisions being dropped tell us about internal Republican priorities.
We also had some interesting testimony dynamics. Bessent and Senator Wyden traded personal attacks over Epstein files during a Senate hearing. When cabinet officials and senators are making personal attacks during official testimony, it suggests complete breakdown of normal governmental decorum.
Senator Gallego is asking the GAO to review Trump's green card memo for possible repeal, which shows Democrats are using administrative review processes to challenge Trump policies. This could become a template for broader resistance strategies.